Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the qualities you should look for in a mentor. And I'll give you a hint here. They don't host late night infomercials and talk about how to get rich quick, specifically in real estate. And I have a lot. I'm really excited about this topic.
I agree.
I have a lot to say about this.
Yeah, that really bothers me.
This topic came up several days ago, not in a podcast way, but we were both talking about it from, I think it was a member had a question or something like that. So,
right.
You know, hey, before we get into this, right into this topic, Jill, I need to say that we give away a free property every single month.
We do.
Tell us how to register.
I'm happy to share this. All right. It's very easy. Every month, we gave one away just last November. Our winner was Eric Held. We just announced that. I think it was yesterday, the day before. Anyway, all you have to do to register to get a free property is go to our website, landacademy.com, and sign up and download our free ebook. And as Steven says, you don't even have to read it. And then you also have to go online and rate our iTunes show, this iTunes show, Cashflow from Land. Give it anything, 1 star, 5 stars, whatever you love. Write a little comment. You know, hopefully if your name's not clear that I can't tell who it is, you can feel free to send me a little email. You know, Jill, I rated this show. I love it. You know, I was the one that did, I'm XYZ Land. And just send me a little note to jill@landacademy.com.
There's super simple links in the whole thing should take you 30 seconds. There's mm-hmm. simple links in the text portion of the podcast, no matter where you're listening to it from.
There you go. Makes it even easier.
Hey, have you had mentors in life? Have
Who
you
doesn't? Had a mentor? Oh, of course. You know, I think we've all had mentors in life, whether we called them that or we realized who they were or not. I think everyone.
I struggled with that word before I wrote the title to this. You think mentor is correct anymore, or is it kind of old school? Like, what else would you call it? A teacher?
Nah. Yeah. Guide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sensei?
What wax on, wax off?
Sensei.
Sensei, thank you. All right. That may be a little more accurate. No, I'm just kidding.
So I left mentor in because I just think that's, everybody knows what it is, and I don't know.
We should come up with a new term. I think you're right. There should be a new term for mentor because sometimes I feel like it's overused a little bit. So, and it's kind of odd.
It gets to be, that's what I mean. It's like, mm-hmm. it's gotten to be maybe not such the positive thing that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of those late night TV guys.
Maybe that's it.
So tell us about your, whatever we're going to call it, mentor.
Mentors. Oh, I've had several, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had one in particular that really, I think, had an incredible influence and really was very responsible for what happened from a real estate standpoint. But I
will you
talk
share?
About, yeah, I will, but I want to talk about you first.
Oh. I've had multiple mentors.
You, Jill.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Go to justjill.com.
That's not my website. That's good. I think I tried to get that one and somebody already has it. That would be really good. So, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you have mentors and you don't even realize they're your mentor till later on and you realize, wow, I really learned from that person. And then I've also had the flip side where I've mentored people and we both realize later that, wow, I got him on that path and I feel great about it. I got to guide someone. So sometimes it's not right in your face. It's just kind of happening. So, okay, back to some of my mentors. I've had personal mentors and I've had professional mentors.
Let's pick your favorite one because this isn't a 4-hour show.
Oh. You're such a stinker. Thanks a lot. You know, Well, you know, sometimes I look at mentors. Just mentors are people that I want to emulate. And one of them is my aunt. Okay, and good. I hadn't really thought about it, you know, until we're talking right now. And there's a lot of her and her life and her goals and the way that she's been successful as a woman in business, and as a mom and as an individual. And I have, she was a mentor for me that I'm kind of now on this show, just kind of realizing. So I guess that's probably my biggest mentor.
What did you learn?
Gosh, calmness. I learned a great way to handle a lot of situations because I would think about what would Aunt Leslie do, mm-hmm. you know, in business, I mean, she retired, they both retired at 50. I mean, they did everything right. Great business, a lot of work. So I learned a lot from her on how to handle things and situations and professionalism and decisions.
That's great.
You know, a lot of big picture things. And her business is nothing like our business.
Right.
So it's
there's no replacement for watching somebody do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can't fib about it. They're doing it every day. Mm-hmm. They're living that life. You know, and I think that really gets – we live in a day and age, I think, where there are a lot of people who are teaching stuff that they just – or they're mentoring or they're instructing or, you know, because of the internet. They have absolutely no business doing that at all.
Right. When I wrote down three things that are important to me when choosing a mentor, and these all are very, very prominent. I mean, let me go back. Here's the three things. The qualities of the person. I have to be on the same page with that person.
Integrity.
And then, yes.
And kind of, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, just the qualities of the person and what they stand for. I guess so, integrity, you know, and that's important to me. Number two is their experience. Yeah. You know, they have a track record? Are they really doing and can they prove that they're doing, you know, what it is I want to learn from them? And then number three is goals. Have their goals matched my goals? So I know that by, you know, I don't like really like the word emulating, but, you know.
Emulate's good.
Okay.
I think it's a great word in this situation.
Okay. So.
Because I thought, anyway, go ahead.
And emulating some of their qualities and the ways that they do things, it mirrors where I want to go and it's going to help me. It's kind of big picture stuff. Is that? Am I not being specific enough?
No, because, I mean, of course you are. It's fine. I mean, your opinion's your opinion. But I just think that that's how you generally look at stuff, and I think it's great. That's one of the reasons we're partners, because we don't look at stuff exactly mm-hmm. the same way or have necessarily the same talents in the same area. So, you know, one of the things for me that I absolutely is imperative for me for a mentor, in a second I'm going to ask you this question, like, if you had to choose one right now, like, because you're maybe pursuing something new in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to talk about that with you. But anyway, mm-hmm. one of the things that is imperative for me to when choosing a mentor is to show me how to do it. Mm. You know, and I don't mean this is all possible. You can have this life too. I mean, it's just so I get just want to puke sometimes.
Right.
There's so many sources of information that are not credible in my opinion, where people are saying you can do it too. All you have to do is put a smile on your face.
For $29.95.
Keep your chin up.
No, just kidding.
And go out there and get them.
Right.
I just think there's, we have a competitor who wrote a book that is, I have not read the book, but I'm told it's like that. But it's not about the competitor or any of that. It's just, you know, show me how to do it. Show me some of the tricks.
Right.
Tell me the secrets. Save me some time.
That's true.
I'll give you I'm writing a whole free an ebook about this.
Yes.
And so, you know, why would you spend some time with a mentor where you're really going to devote a lot of time and energy and probably do a lot of some of the lower end, you know, entry level work for this person?
Right.
Why? Why would you not settle for anything less than, man, show me the ropes.
Right.
Cut me in on a deal.
Right. Well, then, and based on that, then it should be a two-way street, too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think a mentor should not only, you know, they should talk about how they've done it, when they've done it, the mistakes that they've made, and just give you some real-world actual advice. You know, I don't derive motivation from a mentor. And I think that's where some of this goes a little bit. It's different. Like, I don't need any motivation.
I don't.
I wake up so crazy motivated to do whatever the heck every day. I know you do too.
Yeah. I think that's such a good point that you just made, because that's internal. I don't think, yeah. I mean, the best, you know, life coach or anything out there, it's still got to come from within.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with that.
I don't understand the life coach thing either. I mean, I get the model, but is it a life coach or a sounding board? You know, is your closest girlfriend a better life coach than the one that you hire? Probably.
Sometimes.
It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. I think it is.
And I don't think your closest girlfriend's a mentor at all. I don't mean you specifically,
right,
or any specific girlfriend. It's not what I mean. I just mean like a close friend is what I mean.
A close friend can be a mentor, though. You know, if you're talking about life experiences, you can learn from them. So mm-hmm. I have a number of professional women who are my close friends, and I am sure that we walk away from lunch having some really good ideas about how we're going to go back and handle a certain situation on both sides.
Jill has a friend who, I'm not going to name any names in any way, has a friend who later in her life, from an age standpoint, got the motivation, and I don't know where, probably from her husband or some other place, to crack the Walmart wall,
right,
and get into that. Into the buyer scenario in there and get baked goods and a bunch of other stuff in there, and she just killed it.
Right.
She killed it, you know, at a you talk about your aunt retiring at 50, which I think is personally nuts, but for anybody to retire at 50, you know, I mean, I think she did it when she was a lot older than that, your friend.
Right.
And she's, you know, that's when you're smart.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I never really thought of her directly as a mentor, but I'm sure we both mentor each other in some of these,
right,
in situations.
So I had a mentor, you know, in high school, we had some a pretty substantial family tragedy. And I had a buddy of mine, one of my best friends, his father owned several companies, and he stepped up and said, look, how can I help? You know, I can, you know, do you need some money or what do you guys need? And I said, no, I'd really love to have a job where I can learn how to do some of this stuff. And so, super long story short, for several years during summers and even part of college, I worked there. And it was a, you know, not a high paying job in any way, but I just learned that you can own companies and start companies, and you can take on partners and kick out partners, just the whole mechanics of how it all works. And the value of real estate, specifically apartment buildings and a lot of stuff. So, you know, and I had access to him, and I ran business ideas by him. And then after college, I went off and did other stuff, but what a priceless experience,
mm-hmm.
You know.
That sounds like a version of when you and I talk about, it's kind of like your rich dad, poor dad. Uh-huh. I know you,
I have not read that book.
I know you haven't read that book.
I really do need to read it.
You do. But that's just that person that you described to me fits the mold of one of those character, you know, one of those individuals in that story. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the other thing that I wanted to mention about mentors is that you don't want to get so wrapped up in who you're learning from that you just take everything at what they're saying and that's it. Because there are several things, and I think they're kind of bad habits that I picked up through that specific situation.
Really?
Yeah, that I still.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like, can you name one?
Yes, I'll give you one. This guy was so high up in these companies, and he earned it.
Okay.
Right? He really earned it. He did everything right. He went, back then, you know, this was long before the internet. Back then, he got great grades in college, did everything down the accounting path that you should do.
Okay.
Great grades in college, went to work for the Big Six or whatever it was back then. I think it's the Big Three now. And then put a few years in and ultimately had a client and ended up purchasing at a ridiculously reduced price their whole freaking company.
Got it.
And so his approach was delegation, and bring people in. And I learned kind of the hard way that you can't just delegate everything. You got to do stuff yourself. You know, you got to get up in the morning and do some stuff. I mean, even the stuff that you don't want to do.
Right.
And so
until you've done, I, I agree. Until sometimes, though, you reach that point. Maybe that was it. You saw him at that level where he was. You didn't see all the work that went in to get him to that level. Right. Maybe he did the time and you just hadn't seen it.
I still think it's important to really, you know, there's a CEO quality that is really appreciated. And there's this terrible CEO quality out there. And I've seen both. And he had that kind of walk around the companies and motivated everybody and was good at it. But man, I'll tell you, he did not want to work. I think there's a motivational CEO quality that's great.
Right.
I've seen some CEOs that are just ogres. They yell at people and they scream at it. I don't get that.
It's like the fear factor or something silly. And I think that's,
Or like one of those shows where all those, why are the chefs yelling at each other? By all the chefs start screaming at their people and they treat everybody like garbage. And some reason it's acceptable for a chef to behave that way.
It's almost like a weird, is it like a weird break them down mentality or I don't know to get into it.
You can't even yell at Marines anyway, like that anymore.
Right. I don't understand that. And then you're right. It's acceptable. We watch it on TV like it's funny and acceptable when we made somebody cry over what's that rice dish? I can't think right
risotto?
Now.
Risotto?
Yes. Yes. It's always a risotto. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
You either nail it or not.
We all want to accomplish stuff in life, no matter where we are, who we are, what we're doing. So, you know, in this next portion of your life, Jill, because you clearly had the land thing licked, like if you had to hire a mentor or hang out with a mentor, what were the qualities of that person have? Would they be older, younger, male, female, you know?
Who's my next mentor?
Yeah, just break it down for us. Or maybe even have a person's name. I don't know. We've never talked about this.
We haven't talked about this. You know, I'm a chick. My next mentor, I don't have them picked out. I think it's just going to happen organically. My next goal, as you and I know, is our next program and our next books and our next goals. And I think that there's someone for me in taking the writing to a new level and publishing. That's my next big goal, and that's the kind of the person I want to align myself with.
That's my goal too.
Thank you. So
I think we can provide a lot of. I think we can provide a lot of direction and a lot of meaningful, real world direction for people who are interested in not working for somebody else for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Or if they do, just having a different mindset and being happy with their decision, whatever it is. Hey, you know what? You've kind of been my mentor.
What? You should raise your standards, Jill.
It's true. I'm just sitting here. I'm kind of looking down at my notes and I'm thinking about what we're talking about. No, seriously, knock it off. You, Stephen, for a number of years, you've kind of been my mentor. You've had I love your attitude. Seriously.
I believe you.
How you can do this, how it's not crazy, you know, leaving your day job.
Right.
I mean, you helped with a lot of that. That's a big deal for a lot of people and me, you know, so I appreciate that. And you know what, Stephen, here's why. Because back to my three things, you and I are on the same page. You have the qualities and the moral compass and everything that I agree with. You know, basically we're going to do the right thing. Even if it costs money sometimes.
Right.
Okay. Number one. Number two, your experience. Boy, did that sing to me. You know, I love what we do. I love our business and, you know, coming on board with you years ago and the experience and the knowledge that you had, that was invaluable to me. And now it's invaluable to our people in Land Academy, which I love. And then the third thing are the goals. You know, you and I, when I wrote this, I was not thinking about you. I'm not kidding.
Thank gosh.
But as I'm sitting here reading my notes, I'm going, oh my gosh, Stephen, you're kind of partly my mentor. But no.
You know, all kidding aside, thank you, Jill. I appreciate that. Super nice for you to say.
Thanks. So
I really do think you should raise your standards, but whatever.
You're silly.
No, I think the direction piece of this and the credibility piece is so important. You know, there are several people that are online celebrities, so to speak, which I have no desire to be ever, and they have no credibility. Their credibility is, I filed bankruptcy.
Oh.
Or yeah. Their credibility is,
I've been there.
I didn't know what I was doing and I got laid off. And so I signed up for 6 affiliation agreements and now they pay me tons of money and I go around and do a talk show, Pat Flynn. Oh. I have nothing against Pat. I've never met the guy. I probably never will. I actually do respect Pat Flynn a lot. I think he's really bright. He's got an architectural background, but he has had no real work experience. And he's just a good speaker. He's just never done anything.
There's something to be said for experience. So, okay. So what do you think about these people that are, on TV that are promoting themselves and promoting their programs and they're 20?
I think it probably makes for a great TV show because there's a bunch of failures.
Okay.
As a mentor, no way.
Right.
That's a big problem that I have with a lot of these programs. And I think that we get lumped into that sometimes.
Sometimes.
But, some of the programs out there, specifically the single family residential infomercial based programs, they ask you for a ton of money.
Right.
Tons of money. 10 or 15,000 bucks.
Right.
They expect you to source the transactions and they expect you to find a seller. And basically the person who the infomercial person ends up being like the bank.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really a mentor at all.
Mm-mm.
They just give you, a theoretical way to make some money. If you put all the pieces in place, they'll finish the deal for you. And they don't tell you where to get the data. That's the thing. Like, look at our
right.
stuff. I tell you, in our program, and I'm not hawking our program here. I'm just saying this is the truth. We tell you exactly how to choose the area to do this, where to buy the data, where to get the data,
mm-hmm.
What to completely avoid.
Right.
All the mistakes we've made, we lay it all out.
Right.
And then we give you a lifelong and successplant.com. We give you a lifelong way to whatever, wherever you get hung up, because you always do.
Right.
Everybody always gets hung up in something. It could be simple. It could be big. There's a success plant, a way to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd make sure your mentor's got some credibility, I guess is what my point is.
That's true. Very true.
So as far as a mentor in the next part of my life here, I don't know. I think I would really love to. The stuff that I need, the help that I need regularly is really detailed technical stuff.
Oh. Is that a mentor or is that just someone you need to hire?
Well, you know what I miss? I kind of miss in life. I was thinking about this before we sat down to do this. What I used to have, even in accounting, was you go into an office, there's like 10 guys. They're theoretically smarter than you and more experienced. So you start working on something and one of them pipes in and says, I did this 3 years ago and it's going to end in tragedy for you if you continue to do this. And so now I'm like the guy at the top of the company here.
Yes.
And no one's saying, Steve, you could save yourself a few years if you just don't do this.
You're right. That's huge. I didn't even realize it until you said that. We have no one to go to.
We have no parent saying, geez, that's going to be a mess.
Exactly.
Wipe your face. Jeez, go look in the mirror.
But you're right. You kind of reach a level when you realize, this is it. I'm forging my own path here.
Right.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. Now it's even more exciting. It's very different. And now you're right. The table has turned and now we get to help a lot of other people. And we're that person
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people. And it feels really good. So, I just thought of one other thing with a good mentor. A good mentor is, they make you feel like your questions and your concerns are good and solid. If you ever have a mentor, I hope you never do that, puts you down or makes you feel like it's you should know better or something, that's not a good mentor.
Yeah.
They should always really have that teacher quality that they really want to help you. And I think that's another thing that makes you and I stand out and unique and why we have so many people following us is because stuff like that.
And take it a step further, I would even say that if you choose the right mentor or get involved with anybody, they're actually going to – you will eventually be a partner and do deals with them, whatever. Let's use writing as an example. If you had a great writing instructor in school or something like that, or later in life, and you decide to, they write the foreword,
mm-hmm.
or they, get you involved in their talks, their book signing circuit or whatever, mm-hmm. and you become friends and do stuff work on projects together.
Right.
In our case, it's do deals together.
Exactly.
I think that's the right kind of mentor to do something with.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's perfect. This is a good show.
I know. I started writing this ebook and I'm almost done with it actually. Cool. About how to really go get what you want in life is what it really is.
Yeah.
And the mentor piece is a small part of it, but I think it's incredibly important.
It's true.
Join us in the next episode where Jill and I talk about buying land for $100. What's the catch?
That was fun.
It was. I like it. I mean, I've been writing down 6 different topics we could do as an offshoot kind of podcast on this because I think it's so important.
It is.
It gets overlooked.
You know what's interesting? I wonder if people I wonder if people can tell that we are not scripting this stuff. This really is just coming.
Oh, I know they can tell. We're okay. Not
okay.
We know it'd be even more sad as if we did script it and this is how it came out.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was not scripted. Trust me. It would have been much better. That's great. That was fun though.
I got
you know,
a
brings
misty-eyed.
Yeah, good qualities. So did I surprise you when I talked about you being my mentor?
Yeah, again, yes. Yeah, you really, I mean, again, all kidding aside. I don't look at myself like that.
Well, I didn't look at you that way either until we had this talk. And I'm reading my notes that I'm making to myself while we're talking. And I went, oh my goodness, Stephen fits that mold. You know, in a lot of ways, you've been a mentor for me, and I really appreciate that.
You know what I've said many times on other shows, I forgot to say it in this one, is that, you know, I think that any young woman would be, you know, would be lucky as hell to have you involved in some type of, and I know that we're going to relaunch this other offshoot company, and I'm mm-hmm. really looking forward to it, and that's going to be your role. But
yes.
I just think young women would be lucky to have you around, Jill.
Thank you.
As a guide and what's possible. Because I think a lot of times, man, we talked about this before. I think there's so many people that are inadvertently influenced by television programs.
Oh.
That, you know, and I'm not sure that, like, successful women on TV, if you really think about it, they're all kind of really mean and for some reason, maybe successful people in general.
Right.
And so it can be,
you can
laugh your butt off all day in an office and work hard and make a ton of money and all that stuff.
I think of like Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable?
You know what? Like, seriously, think about like a professional woman. She was kind of stern. Right?
Yeah.
Remember the show? Okay, I know it goes way back.
The Cosby Show, yeah.
Yes. All right, who are you talking about?
Like, just like these shows that are on now. The show themselves don't matter, but they're more like, you know, women in high positions and political positions and stuff, and they're conniving and backstabbing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of legal stuff.
It's ridiculous. None of that stuff goes on in real life. You can make a ton of money, have a lot of fun. You have great relationships, lifelong lasting relationships with colleagues and customers and stuff. And you don't have to be, you know, crazy.
Or woman. I agree.
Good episode, Jill.
Thank you.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.